feeling light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello, and welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I just want to say thanks for being here with us today. You know, we've talked about negative energy, and we've talked about psychic protection in the past, but you know, I still keep being led to kind of focus on these areas a little bit to really help you understand the importance and how to provide psychic protection and clearing negativity in your life. You know, this is something that's really important for everybody because we are all faced with negativity. And this is something that I deal with so many different clients, you know, because as a mentor and a counselor, I have to deal with it to help people so that they can get past all of the negativity. And certainly whenever I'm doing like healing sessions, a lot of times it's the negativity that really affects somebody and helps them become ill and to have the difficulties and the challenges that they have. And of course, with readings, it usually comes up in one aspect or another. So, you know, in every aspect of our lives, we deal with negativity. And this is something that we've got to work on to really help to clear and to, you know, create a life that is more positive. And it is possible to do this. Now, I've written several books, and one of them is called Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection. And this book really does help with working with negativity. And most importantly, it helps explain negativity and why you need assistance with psychic protection sometimes. You know, a lot of people feel that this is not something that they really need because, you know, I don't do anything intuitive, so I don't need protection or anything like that. Well, it couldn't be further from the truth because we do need it in every area in our lives. And we address it in every aspect of our lives. You know, there's nothing that you do or go through the day where you're not being affected by negativity. And it does drag you down. It changes your energy so that you can't reach your highest levels. Now, if you want to learn a little bit more about me, what I do, and you know how I help others, you can find it on my website at healinglightonline.com. You can also find me on Facebook, keywords Healing Light Online. Now, I'm also on Instagram and Twitter and all sorts of other aspects of social media, but really the website and Facebook have the majority of my information. But I wanted to, you know, hit on clearing negativity. And I think the most important aspect of it is that we need to understand a little bit more about negativity and about psychic attacks. Now, this isn't necessarily about somebody who's running around, you know, doing spells and, you know, doing voodoo dolls or something and trying to attack you. You know, that's not it at all. Psychic attacks and negativity occur when negative energetic vibrations or frequencies are sent from one person to another. Now, I mean, you can target it. And you do it without realizing what you're doing. So not only are we going to talk about how this happens to you, but we're going to talk about how you do this to other people. Because you do. I do. You know, and it's something that we have to work on ourselves to be able to make a significant change in the world, which is something we desperately need right now. Now, what happens is that if someone is sending negative energy to you, it's going to disrupt your energy flow throughout your body. It's going to disrupt your chakra system. Okay? All these chakras that have been flowing nice and good and wonderful. You know, if somebody is sending a lot of negativity to you, it's going to mess with that. You might create some blockages. Might, you know, you're going to have like this little cloudy thing kind of going through your aura and ultimately get into your chakra area. It depends on how strongly someone directs negative energy towards you. Now, it can also eventually, over time, and I mean like over time, okay, not just like 15 minutes, but over a substantial amount of time, if it continues, then it can sometimes result in physical problems. Now, if you think about it, I know a couple who the woman was constantly unhappy. She was miserable. And she nagged and she griped and she complained every single day. She was kind of like this 24/7 nagging machine. Now, she made everybody around her miserable. Totally miserable. To the point where people around her were having physical problems. Her husband had severe headaches. Then, later on, even developed cancer. He listened to her negativity. He listened to her complaining so much. And he just absorbed it. You know, he just didn't really say or do anything about it. Didn't stop it. He just took it. And it took him. He ended up with cancer and he ended up dying. Other people, whenever they're faced in a situation like that, where they're in a lot of negativity, high stress jobs, how many people do you know have had heart attacks? You know, something from stress. Well, stress quite often is the result of a lot of negative energy, a lot of difficulties and challenges being directed in a certain way. You know, when you have a really high stress job, or, you know, even like a high stress industry. Think about the burnout rate. Think about how so many people in a particular industry may have, you know, medical problems, or some may actually have even physical, you know, emotional problems because of dealing with the stress and the negativity on a constant basis. This is a real thing. This isn't just some abstract hoodoo thing that, you know, people have made up to try to, you know, convince you to have their services or something. This is real. You've seen it in every aspect of your life. You've seen it in industries. You've seen it with friends, with family members. They have a high-stress job. A lot of times, they're going to have heart problems, cancer, or something similar. That's because of the negativity that's associated with that job. So think about that. Think about some of the instances where you have seen this. You know, everything consists of energy. We know that. We've learned that from science and from physics. Everything has a vibrational frequency. Everything in the universe is actually alive and has intelligence. Now, these energies, these vibrational frequencies, they can be either positive or negative. You know, they are just an energy and a frequency. We kind of assign these different titles to them, where it's positive or negative. And then it starts changing things a little bit. Then the resulting vibration is either going to help you or it's going to hurt you. And that's going to, you know, cause whatever the results are in your own body, in your own mind. You know, it's not necessarily that a bunch of ghosts and goblins are coming after you. Yes, there are dark energies. There are dark elements in the universe. There's, you know, no doubt about that. But the majority of the negativity that you are going to deal with is right here on Earth. Now, a lot of it is going to be around work, some family members or some friends. You know, one of your key places for negativity is the TV and the computer. How much negative stuff do you see when you watch the news? Mainstream news does not get ratings. They don't get viewership when they're talking about something happy and wonderful. You know, they're getting it for the drama, and they're going to play everything for the drama because that's what gets them ratings. So, you know, the worst, the nastiest, the goriest, whatever, that is coming through your TV, and it does affect you. If you don't believe that, do a very simple experiment. For 5 days, don't watch the news. Just don't watch the news on TV. If you need to go and hit the weather or traffic or something like that, I mean, you know, we have to do that, okay? But don't sit down and watch, like, the world news, you know, that comes on every evening on all the networks. Don't watch that. Do what you have to do, but let that go and see how it changes your emotions that week. When we get back, we're going to talk about a little bit more and other ways you can change to let go of the negativity.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Before we learn how to clear it, we got to know what it is. You know, you got to understand what negativity consists of. Now, we're just talking about the news and how it's always something negative. It's always something really dramatic and it's emotional. So, you know, I ask and I challenge you to not watch the national news for 5 days and see how it changes your perspective on the world. Now, if you really want to get like a major dose of negativity, you know, click on it and watch it a lot and see how, you know, your good mood will just go straight down the tubes immediately. because, you know, you're watching all of this negative stuff and all these drama and all these terrible things happening. And it will just take you right down. Now, by saying that we need to get away from watching the news, that doesn't mean that I'm saying stick your head in the sand. Okay? I know there's a lot of bad stuff going on around the world. But, you know, I can't change all of it. Now, I can pray. I can send positive energy. I can send healing. I can ask my angels to go and, you know, wrap their wings around these people and to help them. And I do these things. But, you know, I can't jump on a plane tomorrow and go help someone on the other side of the world. I can't fix it that way. And, you know, we're fixers. You know, this is what human beings are, primarily women. But, you know, men too, they always want to go and, like, fix and solve the problems. Well, we can't do that all the time. You know, I can't even jump on a plane and just go across state and help somebody with a problem. So, does it do me any good to watch and hear about it repeatedly? I mean, think about when there is like a national disaster. Or, you know, like there's a tsunami. Or I know that I just clicked on the news briefly. I didn't even read the articles. I just looked at the headlines. And there was an earthquake in the area of the Himalayas again. Now, I can't go help those people no matter how much my heart goes out to them. I can do other things. I can help donate money. I can send the positive energy, the healing, the prayers. I can do all of that. But I can't do anything positive for them if I were to watch this on TV over and over again for hours at a time, seeing the pain that these people are suffering. I'm an empath, first of all. So not only does it absolutely just, you know, rip, you know, all of my feelings and emotions. And, you know, it's like I can feel it. I can put myself in that position and experience what they do. That's not always positive either. So if you're an empath, you really have to protect yourself in a lot of ways. That doesn't mean that you're turning your back on anyone. I am certainly not turning my back on the people who are being affected by this enormous earthquake. After I get off here, there will be time that I will spend sending healing, prayers, love, compassion, all of those things. You know, the things that I can do, I will do that. And I will do that later this evening. It's not going to help me and it's not going to help them if I lower my vibrational frequency by watching it continuously or getting updates on the computer continuously. And that's what we have to understand. It's not being in denial. But if I go and drop down my vibrational frequency and everybody else does too, then where does that leave us? You know? At the bottom. We need to maintain the vibrational frequency higher because that helps clear out the negativity. It helps lift everybody up. If we are going to be the way showers and those who really help everyone here on the planet, our frequency has to stay higher. Doesn't mean we're isolated, doesn't mean we're selfish. It doesn't mean that we don't care. What it does mean is that we are doing the best that we can to raise the frequency of the planet. And that will also help raise the frequency of those people who are affected. And then when we send out prayers and healing and, you know, things of that nature, they will feel that. And it will help them as they deal with their situation. Sounds oversimplified. It sounds like I'm making excuses for not jumping on a plane. But that's really not the case. You know, we feel it. We know it's happening. Sometimes I feel it long before I'm aware that something has happened globally. Quite often, I will get on the computer, pull things up to see what it is that I'm feeling because I feel something dragging me down. And there's not a reason for it in my immediate world. But things like this are the negative energies that we combat every day. So it's not necessarily something that somebody does directly at you, or it's not something directly that you've done yourself. It is everything that is around us. Did you know that if you got mad at somebody, maybe, you know, you're tired of sitting in traffic, you know, on your commute, somebody cuts you off, you get really irritated, and you have a few choice comments about that person, maybe their paternity, you know, their heritage, you know, whatever. You know, you're going to say something really unpleasant and nasty about that person. And what an idiot they are for cutting you off and how you don't have time for this and on and on and on. Did you know that in those thoughts and in your 2-minute tantrum in your head, you are sending negative energy to that person? Now think about that. Oh my God, how much have you done that in a 24-hour period? Or what if you see someone and, you know, they appear to have it made, you know? They have got everything going for them. And you're thinking, man, you know, why them? Why not me? I'm so jealous. I mean, this person does not deserve to have this awesome house, this great job, all this money, all these benefits, you know, the good looks. They don't deserve it because they're, you know, not a good person. Okay? Now, you are also sending negative energy to that person. You may not realize it. Okay? Who are some of the people that everybody loves to hate? The Kardashians, okay? Now, I don't watch them, but you know, it's like you can't help but do anything without seeing something about the Kardashians. Now, if you dislike them, and a lot of people do, and then a lot of people watch them just to see what kind of, you know, totally ridiculous things they do next. And it seems like they keep getting worse and worse and worse and lower and lower. Why is that? Because they are getting so much negative energy shifted in their way. Think about all the people who dislike them and are watching them, are sending their thoughts about, gosh, you know, how awful can these people get? Well, that's dropping down that vibrational frequency. That is sending more negative energy to them. And they'll keep bottoming out, or what we may think is bottoming out. Now, I'm not advocating doing that to anybody, but that's just an example. You know, it happens, and we do that. Now, we can do it. You know, gossiping is another one. You know, you see somebody at the grocery store, she's not looking as fabulous as, you know, you think she should. She's, you know, having like a rough day. Or, you know, in my case, I may be out working with animals and horses, have to run to the store real quick. So I look like something that's been drugged through the pasture, you know, and then I run to the store real fast to pick something up. What if somebody saw me? And then they're thinking like, good Lord, doesn't she have the decency to, you know, like fix her hair or do this or do that? Well, I might be in the middle of a major animal emergency and need something at that store. And I don't have time to do it. You know, I've got to go get what I need and get back and finish taking care of that animal. Well, even when, you know, we'll just say Susie sees me looking like that, then she's going to go and talk to Debbie and tell Debbie, good Lord, can you believe Terry just went to the store and she looked like this and this and this and she was just a mess and she had nut all over the place. And now the two of them are talking about, you know, my appearance, my presence, And I also, you know, maybe I was really focused on what I had to do to get in and out. So I wasn't bouncing around saying hi to everybody. It's entirely possible. It's happened before. Now they're going to go and tell somebody else. And they're just going to keep like this little story about, you know, how horrible I looked the other day going to the store and how I wasn't hanging out talking to people. Well, the more that they spread this story, the more negative energy is being sent my direction. Now, think about it. How often have we done that ourselves to somebody? You know, it happens. That's how we get negative energy. Obviously, an argument, okay? Sometimes whenever you're having an argument with somebody and it's getting a little bit intense, you feel like you're being physically attacked, and they're not touching you, by the way. If they are touching you, different story, okay? But, you know, you're having an argument, but you feel like you are being physically attacked. I mean, you know, they're coming after you with, you know, like swords and shields and, you know, they're really physically coming to get you. Well, that's because of the negative energy, those negative arrows. When you're talking about things like feng shui, it's referred to as poison arrows. So your negative thoughts, your negative words, your negative feelings about somebody, that's like sending a poison arrow to them. Now, I know that we have all been the recipients of somebody giving us a go-to-hell look. Okay? You say something, somebody flashes you that look, and you feel like you've just been slapped. Energetically, you have been. And so this is what we need to understand, is that all of these things affect us energetically. When we get back, we're going to talk about how to combat it and how to deal with it and flip it around.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on iOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Clearing negative energy. Now, we've spent the first half of our time together talking about what negative energy is and negative attacks, because it's really important to understand what it is. You know, now we have, we receive negative energy through the TV, the phone, the computer. We receive it in our job. We receive it, you know, just being out in public. You know, sometimes that just happens. We can also just, you know, happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time where we get all of this negative energy. You know, it may be directed towards somebody else, but it kind of like spills off on us too. So we really have to pay attention to what's going on. Not only what we're receiving, but we've got to pay attention to what we're sending out. You know, your thoughts are extremely, incredibly powerful. And they create more than what you actually realize. Think about this. Tufts University did a study, and they said that the average person thinks about 60,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts. And they're saying the average person. And I'm going to clarify that a little bit more. Because women have more thoughts during the day than men do. Okay? So I would say for women, it's probably closer to about 70 to 80,000 thoughts a day. Men, probably about 50 to 60, maybe even down to 40. Okay? Now, according to the study, 95% of those thoughts are being repeated day after day. Okay? Now, here's the thing that will floor you. Let's just go with the 60,000 thoughts a day. Okay? That's, a, you know, that's the average. 90% of those thoughts are negative. Think about that. 90% of your thoughts, and if you have 60,000 a day, 90% of those are negative. No wonder you've got negative energy around you. I mean, that is a lot of garbage to be coming in your head and being sent out. Now, when we are stuck in all these negative thought patterns, then guess what? Our life is basically going to be pretty lousy. Okay? Because remember that your outer world, everything that happens around you, is a direct result of what's going on in your inner world, which is your thoughts. Now, that's got you in a real bind, you know? And we haven't even talked about some of the other aspects of life where you really deal with a lot of negative energy. Okay, we've talked about work. We've talked about the negative thoughts that different people have and how it can affect all of us. There are some other things that are guaranteed to totally wrap you up in negativity. Number one is alcohol. Okay? People who, like, go to clubs or they drink a lot, they are going to invite a great deal of negative energy into their life because of that. Now, this is not a judgmental comment. Okay? You do what you feel is best and right. I'm just delivering the information. Okay? When you are around a lot of people, like say you're going to a club, there are a lot of people who are drinking, you know, some are being really stupid, some are, you know, being wonderful. But you see, when you have the alcohol and the aura of that around you, it actually starts attracting more negative energy towards you. This is why people who have like drug or alcohol addictions, they spiral down so quickly. It's because of that. Because the alcohol, the drug abuse, all of that will bring it to them. Okay. It's just like a magnet. You know, it's like, oh boy, you know, we're going to attract all this negative, nasty stuff if you overdo it or if you become dependent on it. Okay. Another way to get really slammed with negative energy is to walk into a facility like a hospital. You know, hospitals, you know, they are, you know, it's just like drama central. It may not appear it that way on the outside, but on the inside it is. I found a video the other day, and it's on my Facebook page, and I would love for everybody to see it, because it is basically about people that are in the hospital. But as you go through and you see all these different people, you see the different things that are affecting each one. You know, like this person has just been told their loved one is going, you know, passing. So they're going for to say that final goodbye. This person just got told that they have a catastrophic illness. This one may have just gotten a divorce or, you know, all sorts of different things. But there's a tremendous amount of negative energy in a hospital. And what happens is, if we are not completely protected as we walk into that facility, it will hit us like a sledgehammer. It has done that to me before. When I wasn't prepared one time, it literally knocked me off my feet for 2 days. No exaggeration. 2 days from visiting somebody in the hospital. I was there for probably about 3 or 4 hours, but it got me, because what happens is the negative energy comes, and then the people who need that positive energy that we project actually take it from us. So it makes it kind of difficult. Protect yourself and you'll be okay. Another place that is very hard on you physically and energetically is going to a facility that assists people with maybe physical or emotional disabilities or mental disabilities. Those are very difficult as well, because they are pulling your positive energy from you. It's not necessarily that these people are intentionally throwing anything negative at you. It's just that they need that positive and that light so desperately that it's like they're siphoning it off from you. So if you go to one of these places, you do need to protect yourself and to be aware. So let's talk about what to do and how to do it. One very easy way to do this, and this is my favorite way because it's easy and I don't have to think about it, is that I wear certain crystals that will help with the protection. It will help take that negative energy and just dissolve it, transmuting it into love and compassion. Now, you can use black tourmaline. You can use hematite. Shungite is one of my favorites. My absolute favorite is moldavite. Now, moldavite is a stone that basically is more like glass. And it was the result of a huge, huge meteorite, or not really a meteorite, but a meteor crash on the planet many thousands of years ago. Moldavite is not for everybody. It works for me as a wonderful protective. I mean, it's just like this force shield around me. And it makes a huge difference. Herkimer diamonds are also excellent for this. Now, I am a legal guardian for a wonderful, charming, adorable man who has a significant mental and physical disability. He needed somebody to stand up for him against the system, and so I became his guardian. I just spent 3.5 hours at the facility where he lives, going through meetings and assessments and things like that. And I do this on a regular basis with him. But now I will wear stones that are protective and healing so that it doesn't drag me down, because it has in the past before I really figured out what I needed to do. I mean, I would just be like so drained and so exhausted from that negativity. And for people who were desperate for positive energy to be draining it off of me, that I wouldn't be able to do anything once I got out of that facility. But now, it's not that way. I surround myself with a beautiful bubble. This is a great way to clear negativity. Surround yourself with a bubble. You know, this is just a bubble of light and love. I call in the divine energy of God, spirit, the universe, however you want to refer to it. That light is white. For me, it's white with a few little sparkles in it, little iridescence. And everything gets stopped by this beautiful bubble around me. Only those things that are of love and light can come through. Everything else will be bounced off and disintegrate. This is a good way to help protect when you are going into an area or a situation. Even if you are just going out to the store or going to work, surround yourself in a bubble of light. Use stones. You know, you have to go through a gate at my house. And at that gate are two huge pieces of black tourmaline to help cleanse everything before you get on the property. When we get back, we'll talk about some more great ways that you can clear negativity and be your strong, beautiful self.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
To healing light. Today we're talking about clearing negativity. So we've talked about a lot of different ways that negativity comes into your life. So now we have to talk about how to block it and to clear it out. Now, I love using black tourmaline. As I said, I have it on the gate so that if you come onto my property, you have to pass these two large pieces of black tourmaline. So basically, it's kind of cleaning you off before you get onto my property. Now, another thing that you can do is literally just kind of like brushing yourself off. You know, if you're dealing with a lot of negativity at work, or if you're feeling it someplace, before you get in your car to leave, brush yourself off just energetically. Okay? Doesn't have to be anything major. It can be kind of discreet. But you don't want all that negativity with you when you're getting in the car to drive to your next destination. So just kind of brush it off. Now, one of my favorite things to do is, of course, to use something like sage or incense. That'll help clear your home. You can do it with your office if it's able. You're able to do that. I will warn you that the sage, I've been told, smells like somebody's been smoking pot. So, you know, be careful. You don't want to, like, get in trouble for that. But what you do is you burn it. And then you can walk around the room. There are different ways to do it. One is that I like to take it, light it, walk around the room, and I will do something like say the Lord's Prayer. And as I do that, I'm asking that any negative energy or any energy that is stuck, you know, anything that's not in my best interest, is picked up by that smoke and it's carried off into the universe to dissipate. Now, you can go and do this, and you can do it, like, seriously, you know, every corner, windows, cabinets, closets, you know, get into every nook and cranny in your house. And then you can just go and do touch-ups. If you're moving to a new place, this is definitely something you need to do. Use some sage, you know, the white sage, and go ahead and smudge your house or your apartment or wherever it is that you're relocating to. Really need to do that so that you can clear out everything and have the best possible start in your new location. You know, my daughter is going to be moving soon, and you can bet when it's time to move into that new house, the first thing that's going to happen is that Mama's going to go through that house, and I'm going to fully sage it and cleanse it. Now, another thing that you can do is you can take holy water and spritz that around the perimeter of each room, and definitely doorways and windows. It's a great way, and if you do all of that together, you're definitely cleaning that house out. Then you just do a little touch-up every once in a while. You know, I'll just go and light incense or sage in different rooms if there's been some negativity, and just let it go. I am doing it a lot in my office because I am working, I'm doing readings, I'm doing healing sessions. And in doing that, I'm bringing in the energy of other people and I'm connecting with them. So I'm constantly doing that in my office. So you can do this and it will help cleanse and clear everything. Now, another great way to clear energy is, you know, as I said before, your thoughts are like the most important and powerful thing that you have. Now, the violet flame of Saint Germain, it cleanses and clears everything. I have actually visualized it, and I do this quite often, around my property. So what I do is I visualize my property line, and I just see that flame go along the fence line all around my property. And then I watch it gradually come in and burn off everything that is negative throughout the pastures, throughout the yard, in and around the animals. I mean, you know, the violet flame just passes through all of it and then comes to the center, and then everything is cleansed and cleared. Does the house, does the vehicles, does the animals, does everything. Makes a big difference. It also will help protect the whole property. You can do this. You can do it just having the violet flame start at your feet and go up and cleanse and clear all the energy around you with your aura, your chakras, and your body. Now, another thing that I like to do to help clear energy is like in the shower. You can go and just, as you're standing in the shower, visualize that water as being the divine white light that just comes in and just pours down over you. And it cleanses and clears everything, and it washes it off, and it just goes straight down that drain. And then it's gone. So there are a lot of ways that you can clear negativity. You know, you can ask your angels to come in and clear it. If you've been attuned to Reiki, you can send Reiki in, you know, your home, your car, your office, to yourself to help cleanse and clear you. Another thing that I do whenever I am working with clients and I do healing sessions is that once I finish the healing session, I wrap them in divine light, almost like a mummy. And depending on what's going on with them, what we're doing, the light will be different colors based on the different rays. And they will be wrapped several times. It's very similar to a mummy with just this light intertwining and wrapping around them and protecting them. So that's another way that I really love to help people that I'm working with so that they can be cleared of any negative energy. So there are a lot of ways to do this. You know, if you can't burn sage, you can use sage oil. You just take a couple of drops of sage oil, add it to like distilled water or purified water, and spritz that around. Lavender is also great. If you do a couple of drops of lavender, a couple of drops of sage and water, you know, you can just spritz that around. It smells wonderful and it helps clear the air and the energy. That's something that's really good, like if you're traveling, if you're on the plane, you know, because when you're on a plane, you're stuck in this giant tube with over 100 people, and you're practically sitting in each other's laps. Well, do the bubble thing. Wear or carry a crystal, or have a little bit of that lavender sage spritz. Another thing that I do is the Moldavite oil and spritz with that. It's another way that works well for me because I work so well with Moldavite. But there are a lot of different ways that you can do this and clear out the negativity. Great ways to protect yourself. You can do it with, you know, energy. You can do this with the thought of your mind. You know, that's a great way to do it. You can do it with, you know, different metals. Did you know that copper also is a wonderful way to help shield you? Okay. Silver and gold are great for like transmuting, but copper will really pretty well shield you from things. We've already talked about scents like sage and lavender. Those are very good. Roses are also another way that you can do it and cleanse all the energy around you. Now, what we haven't talked about is my favorite, and that's music. Okay, music can really cleanse and clear the air and, you know, just raise vibrations so high that you are practically floating. Now, music can be a lot of different things. It can be, you know, positive or negative. Obviously, you know, heavy metal, not going to be very positive. Rap, not going to be very positive. If you listen to something that is really uplifting, you know, classical is going to be the best. Anything by Handel, Beethoven, Wagner, or Vivaldi. Those are going to be the ones that really bring you up. Now, there are a lot of things by Bach and Mozart that are excellent. And Johann Strauss, you know, listening to his waltzes is just incredible. Raises the vibrational frequency tremendously. Pachelbel, you know, that canon in A minor. Who doesn't love listening to that one? You can listen to Schubert with Ave Maria. Yes, I've studied classical music since I was a kid. But this is something that has been proven scientifically. It's also something that, believe it or not, people will use classical music in the barns of show horses or race horses because it helps keep them calm and relaxed. Now, you know, you can listen to hymns, you can listen to Gregorian chants. They are excellent for raising it. You can do any New Age pieces, meditation music. You know, so many different ways that you can do this and listen to something positive. So we're out of time. We've got to run. Next time, we're going to talk about walk-ins. This is something that I'm learning a lot about, and I want to share what I've learned with you. So find me on Facebook, Healing Light Online, or on my website, healinglightonline.com. Thank you so much. I wish you much love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.